Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Come on, rookie. Is that all you got? You're boxing like glyphosate. Mix it up, why don't you? Show me some combinations. Add some prepare to that glyphosate.
Yo, coach. Add muscle to your glyphosate burndown with Prepare herbicide. Prepare enhances broadleaf control and adds residual control of grassy weeds like wild oats and green foxtail that can rob yields. Ask your retailer about Prepare.
Fine. Prepare packs a powerful punch.
Always read and follow label directions.
In and out of the fields, P&K Equipment delivers winning traditions with our green and yellow John Deere solutions. And as industry leaders, our colors run deep and our legends run long. Like our legendary 5055E cab tractor priced at just $28,499. It's packed full of unmatched versatility, value, and luxury, bringing your productivity to a whole new level. Find out how these legendary solutions from the P&K team can work for you. Visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/31/14. Price includes cash, discount, not stackable finance. Offer some restrictions by CPKP.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at our livestock futures. And, our cattle futures ended up finishing positive on Friday. Not a bad day.
That's right, Dave. We saw Friday the cattle complex trade and close positive with the live cattle futures leading the upside. We also had our cattle on feeder report Friday. It was slightly negative, mainly due to the fact that placements were 2% larger than what the trade had anticipated. Those placements were also a little bit over 7% larger than what we saw last month. Now, beef and cold storage was up 2.3% versus a month ago, but beef and cold storage was down 20.8% versus a year ago. Now, choice box beef was 69 cents lower on Friday. Select boxes down $1.16 on a movement of 110 loads. The daily cattle slaughter was 115,000 head Friday. The weekly kill, 590,000 head. That is the largest of the past 2 months. The cash feeder index was down 9 cents. Friday saw closes of October live cattle $1.45 higher. October feeders up 87 cents, but October lean hogs 75 cents lower. At the moment, we are looking for a mixed opening at 9:05 for the livestock.
We'll have a look at the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures as they closed on Friday, they were positive across the board Friday.
That's right. Our wheat, corn, and soybeans all closed positive. We, after the close, saw the Pro Farmer Tour estimates come out from their tour that took place all last week. They've got corn production pegged at 14.09 billion bushels. They're looking at a yield of 196.3 bushels per acre. They pegged the soybean production at 3.812 billion bushels with a yield of 45.35 bushels per acre. Now, for the week, December Kansas City wheat last week gained 10 cents. December corn lost 6 cents. November soybeans lost 10 cents for the week. Now, the evening trade last night was delayed due to technical problems at the CME. The overnight trading was mostly lower, and the November soybean contract scored another new contract low while the old crop continued to trade higher. At the moment, December KC wheat's a penny and a quarter higher. We're looking at December corn down 2 3/4. November soybeans trading 6 cents lower. The December cotton, 25 points higher. October crude oil, 9 cents higher. The September dollar index is up 15 cents. And September Dow Jones futures, 52 points higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to our visit again tomorrow. And that will wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.